Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The chief rabbi of Israel has started a campaign against abortion because it is delaying the redemption of the Jewish people. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In a letter released by the chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Yonah Metzger, the rabbi calls for all rabbis in Israel to strengthen their work in the anti-abortion campaign and wants each of the rabbis to take steps to reduce the number of abortions each year in the Jewish state. Rabbi Metzger also said that abortions among Jewish people actually delay the redemption of the Jewish people, and the chief rabbi called on every rabbi in Israel to devote their sermons to emphasize the severe halakhic Jewish law that prohibits a Jewish woman from having an abortion. Rabbi Metzger wants all Jews to remember the story of Moses as found in the first several chapters of Exodus, and how this great Jewish leader himself escaped the horrific act of abortion. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The campaign in Israel against abortion, led by Israel's chief rabbi, is indeed a campaign that will hasten the redemption of the Jewish people. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Israel's chief rabbi, Yonah Metzger, has called for the rabbinical leadership of the Jewish state to stand up and fight against abortion in the state of Israel. The chief rabbi reminded all of those who would listen that the great Jewish leader Moses escaped the horrific death by abortion, even as the king of Egypt, some 3,500 years ago, had called for all male Jewish babies to be killed. The first chapter of Exodus reveals the record of the Hebrew midwives who refused to obey the king's command, and because they feared God, Moses was born as the great Jewish prophet. Another Jewish prophet, Jeremiah, was chosen before his birth or even his conception. In fact, chosen by God in eternity past to be a prophet to the nations. That's Jeremiah 1:5, indicating that life begins in the mind of God. Murder of an innocent baby, which according to the Bible is a person, even while in the womb of the mother. The murder of this person is blasphemy against God, as any murder might be, according to biblical law. Ezekiel wrote that in the last days, the Jewish people would return to the land of their forefathers, and they would be the people of God, and he would be their God. That's Ezekiel 36 and 37. This is Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...